Iowa brings you my limited view, talking about all things from his perspective. Then, on Thursdays, from 8 to 10, it's time for Beyond Your Comprehension with Clem. Exciting new shows here at Mutiny Radio. Also, the IC podcast. That's the Imprint City podcast coming soon. MutinyRadio.fm. New shows. You can have one too. Contact director at MutinyRadio.fm to find out more details. Check us out at MutinyRadio.fm. With the bear exoskeleton Contessa, and check your horror horoscope on.
Like, give him a little smile. Like,
how you- it was weird because I was actually a blonde child until I was about.
So, hey.
Everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat. Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, an amazing San Francisco staple since 1975. For all your space chicken, sci-fi, comedy, non-political humor needs, go to timstesseract.com. Read fiction about the future of San Francisco after the water wars of 2121 in Jane 6. Ask a Jedi for important life hacks. Eat flesh with the bear exoskeleton Contessa. And check your horror horoscope on Horoscopia. Updated every 3 parsecs. TimsTesseract.com.
TimsTesseract.com. So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look. But that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone. Get positive by host Pam Benjamin. Pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays. Hashtag THC. That's hashtag THCT. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at Mutiny Radio, brother.
Come in after work and take a seat at Asiento, a great place to meet friends, have delicious tapas and drinks, and relax with your neighbors. Located at Bryant 21st Street in the Deep Mission, Kitty Corner Block for Mutiny Radio. Come and get a drink during the Comedy Festival and enjoy happy hour pricing all night long with your festival ticket. A great neighborhood bar, come take a seat at Asiento.
The Rock's
Theater is San Francisco's favorite nonprofit art house cinema, bringing you the best, coolest, weirdest, most thought-provoking movies of the past, present, and future. Hands down, there is no better way to get your film fix than at this legendary historic theater. Visit www.roxie.com. That's www.roxie.com today for showtimes and tickets.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio at mutinyradio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
Ground is Ross.
Part of the Mission District.
It's a lot about sex. You're a dirty boy.
I'm disgusting. What?
Like old tequila.
I smelled like old tequila and french fries. I do recall running into the closet crying, and I was singing a Bjork song.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
My friend, Michael Drummond, who I'm still...
I originally from Ohio. You might have read that in a magazine, which is true. You know, a lot of folks make up their names and everything, but I am. I'm one of them farm boys. And I had an uncle who was a little off. Oh, yeah. Knocked down by Harley one day. And Harley Davidson, oh, hit him, shook anybody. You know, a kid, wise guy, going about 75 miles an hour, and threw him in the side of a cement plant. But shook him a little, you know. Well, my Uncle Willard had this used pet shop. It was for used pets. And, yeah, there's always something wrong with them, you know. And so a guy came in one day and he said, how much is the doggy in the window?
That doggy out there in front? That dog run you a dollar.
A dollar for a dog? Isn't that a little unusual?
No. I don't know whether you noticed or not, he ain't got no claws on his right paw. Sort of a conversation piece.
Yes, no, I wouldn't want that. What the devil's that over there?
Oh, that's an owl. I can give you him for $375. You wouldn't know it. He ain't got no feathers on his body. I got it down Biloxi, and there was a storm come up or something, blew all his feathers off. And I've got purple feathers and chartreuse, and what you can do is put a little slickum on his belly and paste them on there, you know, and put him there in the parlor, and it's conversation piece like a dog. Yeah, I see. Oh, listen, incidentally, don't put your finger in that bowl. No, the reason I... Oh, took your finger off, didn't it? Oh, God, you know, it's a funny thing. You never have to feed that fish nothing. There's always some clown like yourself putting his finger in the bowl. Took it right off, didn't he? Oh, I bet that smarts, don't it? That's a piranha. Them things hit anything. Got him in the Amazon River. I never got it. Some guy dropped off here one day over at the bait shop. Listen, I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you that kangaroo over there for 10 and a half. Come all the way from Australia. Most of them do. I got him as far as Muncie, and he fell off a flat car and broke his tail. Now, you know, most of them sit back there on their tails like this. But this one, you got to lean him again some.
Oh, I don't believe I'd want that.
I guess not. Listen, I've got a boa constrictor here. It's pregnant. I can give you that, and there's white rats free. You want to see it? I'll let it out here. Oh, careful. Oh, Lord. Ma, come in here. That snake up and swallowed another customer.
Thank you. shining through the window lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Down at the globe. Time to come on in. Get up and clean your teeth and have a shave. It's 1 a.m., let's go out to a rave. One more in before we hit that grave. It's hotter than a microwave. Wave.
Come on, dim the lights.
Party time.
Switch on the stove.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the floor.
Lift it on up, lift it on up.
Come on, dim the lights.
Party time.
Switch on the stove.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
I am the Bishop of Brixton, on my way to the garden party at the palace.
Where's the party, officer?
Come on, dim the lights.
Party time!
Switch on the strobe.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Here we go. One time, break it on down. Warming way, napalm cornflakes for my special K. What's the health department got to say? Don't smoke more than 50 fags a day. So have you ever asked yourself?
Switch on the strobe.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Come on, party on down.
Come on, dim the lights.
Let's have a ball.
Switch on the strobe.
Let's have a ball.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Oh, Masturbation. 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 A lot of people are turned off by masturbation. Jokes, particularly. No one hear about that. Why? Some of the greatest people in the world. Example, Sir Edmund Hillary. Sir Edmund Hillary was the first man to climb Mount Everest. But when Sir Edmund was a precocious 11, his mother came in the room, caught him in the act. She couldn't believe it. She said, Sir Edmund, why are you doing that? And he said, because it was there. The first person I knew to masturbate was Eddie LeCarrie. He used to tell us how he would go home and masturbate while he watched American Bandstand. while, Dick Clark was saying, how do you rate this record, Denise? How do you rate this, Denise? You give it 100, Denise? Dance to this, Denise? Women, in numbers, do not masturbate as much as men. There's a lot of women that do it more than any man, but there's a lot of women who are basically romanticists and they don't feel right unless there's somebody else there. I have an invention for these women. A vibrator that talks. Could have a little recording device in there, you know? I love you. Nobody does it like you. Could have a special kind for married women. After it was over, it would fall asleep. You know? Single girls, when it was over, would get up, raid the refrigerator, and go home. I'll call you tomorrow. Okay, I'll stop talking about masturbation. Get into something else. Nocturnal emissions. Now, see, that might be a little difficult for some of the ladies here to relate to. But that's a wild feeling, because unlike any sexual experience, you don't really know what's going on. See, you're like 12 years old, you wake up in the middle of the night. What the hell was that? I gotta remember what I was dreaming about. Say something else. Mothers like nocturnal. Mothers. Because for the first time, their sons make their own beds. Ma, listen, I made my bed already. I cleaned up my whole room, Ma. You don't even have to go in the room. It's all cleaned up, Ma. I'm going to watch TV.
Black Plastic Mutiny Radio.
Got it, Ben.
Thank you.
My story begins pleasantly enough in the railroad station at Geneva, Switzerland. A young man bids goodbye to his family, a happy family, and to his fiancée as he leaves for the University of Ingolstadt.
Make us proud of you, Victor. If you're to be a doctor, then be the best.
I'll try, Father. Farewell.
Remember, our love goes with you.
Goodbye, Mother. And you, William, my dear brother. As for you, Elizabeth, my dearest.
I know. Words can't express our feelings for each other. I'll be looking forward to your vacations. And someday...
Yes, someday we'll be man and wife.
Hurry, hurry, my son. The train is leaving.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, goodbye, Victor. Boy. Goodbye, my dear.
On the train, the young Frankenstein met up with his boyhood friend, Henry Clerval, who was on his way to another university beyond Ingolstadt.
I wish our destinations were the same, Victor.
I do too, Henry. But then I've never excelled at mathematics as you have.
And I've had no feeling for medicine. But let's never lose contact with each other.
Never. I promise.
As their friendship was bonded, neither young man had the slightest suspicion of the terrible events destined for them. One day in the laboratory at the University of Ingolstadt, the seed of dreadful inspiration was innocently planted in Frankenstein's mind by Professor Waldman.
Now I will put exactly 3 drops of the catalyst into the acid.
第32課。いくらかの。
Ready, Frankenstein?
Yes, Professor.
And the final drop. 3.
いくらかの費用。
Observe the reaction of the acid to the catalyst. My dear Frankenstein, you are seeing one of the basic elements of life itself.
いくらかのお金がいります。
It's astounding.
It's promising at any rate.
いくつかの言葉を知っています。
Perhaps next year, perhaps 100 years from now, man will have discovered the other elements which create life. And then he will be able to manufacture creatures in his own image, which will do whatever he demands of them.
At night,
Victor Frankenstein made the first entry into what was to become the account of a man damned by his own creation.
As Professor Waldman spoke, I felt as if my soul were grappling with a palpable enemy. And now, my mind is filled with one thought, one conception, one purpose. So much has been done, but more, far more, will I achieve. I shall go beyond these experiments. I will explore unknown powers and unfold the deepest mysteries of creation.
初めて行きました。次、この前。
Thus Frankenstein decided his own horrible destiny.
また。
And as the months passed, his studies brought him closer to his ghastly discovery.
まで。今まで。
One of the phenomena which peculiarly attracts me is the structure of the human frame, and indeed anything imbued with life itself. But to examine the causes of life, I must first have recourse to death. I must observe the natural decay and corruption of the human body.
ぜひお会いしなければなりません。あの人に話さなければなりません。
早く家へ帰ってこなければなりません。本当だということを認めなければなりません。欲しいです。行きたくありません。アイスクリームが欲しいです。アイスクリームが食べたいです。この映画は見たいですか？アイスクリームが食べたいです。この映画は見たいですか？アイスクリームが食べたいです。この映画は見たいですか？
第33課。ちょっとお尋ねいたしますが、この町の名前は何と言いますか？東京までどのくらいありますか？ここから東京まで何キロありますか？ここから10キロです。ここから20キロです。ここから東京までどう行きますか？この道をおいでなさい。この番地へどう行くのか教えてください。ここへどう行くのか教えてください。